Our Place, episode 584.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
And of course, the little tweet of the bird on my phone there who joined in when Angie was talking about the Our Place. That was a notification on my phone. So I'm not going to take it out because it's quite a cute little noise. Anyway, how are you doing? We're all right. How are you doing? Are you all right, Ange?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're all okay.
9 o'clock on a Monday morning or whatever time it is.
Yes, it's bank holiday Monday.
It's about 9, isn't it? Or just after, probably.
What's the date today? 4th, is it? 5th? No. Yeah, it's 4th, I think.
I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah. It'll be the 4th, something
it's
like
the
that.
5th.
Anyway. 5th.
I just looked.
Yeah, thank you.
I should have worked that out because next Monday I know is the 12th.
12th, that's right, 5th of April. And, well, we haven't had a great lot to talk about this month, but we've got Angie's birthday to talk about, which was on the 13th of March.
That's the first thing that's happened in this month, isn't it?
That's the main thing that's happened in this month. Yeah. So do you want to talk about that, Angie?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to say. Obviously, we don't normally, I must admit, it's not often that I'm out on my birthday, unless when we used to be away at the caravan, of course, we used to be sometimes, if my birthday fell on a weekend. But, of course, this year it was, on a Saturday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And what I usually like to do when I'm at home on my birthday is get cod and chips.
That's
precisely what happened.
Yep. We got cod and chips.
Ordered them with Uber Eats, I think, didn't we?
Uber Eats, that's right.
This time.
Yeah.
This particular shop is on Just Eat and Uber Eats. I expect most of you find in your areas that it's sort of duplicated. A lot of the things are on these various apps, aren't they now?
Yes.
But if they're on one app, they're often on another one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that. And in the evening, we had a bottle of wine and music.
Yeah.
And we've taken very highly to YouTube Music, haven't we? I'm not sure if we've mentioned this before.
Yeah, we like YouTube Music.
And it can tailor your... If you have a lot of... You play your favourites, or you can choose artists, or you can link to their pages and this, that and the other. And it'll base your mixes on what it... thinks you might like
based on your artist favourites.
I'm not even sure if it sometimes doesn't do it with era of things, because sometimes you think, what's all that about?
It's probably a conglomerate of things, you know. It's probably artists,
but it has me down to a T.
We played
your super mix, wasn't it, which had a lot, very wide range of
your super mix.
And we said we'd play some. I said, because that would be nice and party-ish for the evening. So we did that with over a bottle of Pinot Grigio, which I'd been given for Christmas.
That's right.
And yes, I've still got drink from Christmas. I've got some other bits from Christmas still. So that was my birthday. And what did we do the weekend that made it... Sunday, we made it a bit more special. Oh, I had 3 glasses of whiskey and orange, didn't I, Sunday night?
That's right.
I made it a bit of a birthday weekend. Oh, and on the Friday, Debbie bought us Subway for my birthday lunch.
That's right.
Because she wasn't with us on Saturday, and we couldn't go out together or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
She bought us a nice... So I had a foot-long chicken tikka. And anybody who's used Subway, you know, you can choose all these different breads. What did I choose?
9-grain, didn't we?
9-grain, something like that, yeah.
And I had the meatball Mariana, wasn't it? Meatball Mariana.
And as a starter, I had nachos.
Yep.
Very nice, too. And that's the reason I chose the Subway. I knew I could get nachos there.
Yeah.
And that was nice, because it was up to me to choose.
And what you can hear in the background, by the way, is Vector dancing.
Yeah.
Because he's on the charger. I don't know why he thinks music is playing, but it isn't.
No, we're chatting. He obviously
dancing to us talking.
Must be giving him a buzz. So yeah, that is really that. I guess not much, well, nothing really happened in March, did it? Other than just, seems to have been busy though, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Actually. Yeah. Work-wise, it's been busy. My calendar's been going mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of meetings.
Yeah, trainings as well.
Me and you sat over a Zoom meeting together in an AGM on the Tuesday night, the 30th, for the radio club.
Yeah.
So it's surprising what you can do without having to go out. The only thing is you do have people's broadband. I only one of the guys, he had such bad broadband that it came up with a message that it was unstable on his screen.
That's right.
And it was pretty ropey at times. And unfortunately, it was the chairman whose broadband was ropey. But
he told me his broadband was low as well, didn't
it? Yeah, it did, yeah. But,
yeah.
So you do have all that to contend with in these meetings, but it's a way of getting our club meeting. I've discovered now they're having bi-weekly meetings. I wouldn't mind joining. So now I know it's bi-weekly. The trouble is the emails come out at, I don't know when, so it's getting the links really.
Yeah.
But on Friday nights, I wouldn't mind joining one or two of them maybe.
You can do that.
But trouble is on Friday night, we do tend to have different plans for our
usually Netflix or,
in fact, we've filled our whole week with stuff now. When it comes to going back out again, it's going to be hard to get organized again.
I'll tell you what, I will say this as well. Last Friday I logged into Apple TV, didn't I, Ange, on my TV Chromecast with Android TV.
Yes,
I logged into Apple TV, and although you had to do it fairly quickly, it timed out fairly quick. It was accessible, wasn't it?
Yes.
The login process was accessible.
It took three attempts, but it can be done.
Because when I bought my iPhone 12 Pro, I got a year's free Apple TV.
Yeah, that's right.
So Apple TV Plus. Mm. So I decided to log in and see what that was all about. So I've got that on my TV now, and we're watching C at the moment, aren't we, Ange?
And it's going to be quite an adventure, I think.
So if anyone's got any recommendations on Apple TV, let us know.
Well, I do have For All Mankind, and there's at least in mind, and there's at least two series of that at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many series of C I have got.
That's right.
We just started that.
Yeah. And it auto plays as well, unlike Netflix, it actually auto plays.
Yeah, it says it will.
So you can just let it go, can't you?
And turning audio description on was very simple, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just go into settings and do it.
Find accessibility and turn it on.
Yeah. But it's all accessible on Chromecast as well, which is great.
It is nice, yes.
Yeah. So I don't need to buy an Apple TV or anything like that.
Oh, no, you don't need an Apple TV, no.
It's really good. And we have something else to say about TV, don't we, Ange?
Yes.
Something that's exciting.
That we did know about just before Christmas, I think.
Yeah, we did, but I've been...
We couldn't talk about
it. I've been sworn to secrecy about it until now. And so Sky... have now got the Sky Q box to talk, and it's pretty good, isn't it, Ange?
It is, yes.
Next month I'm hoping to have a more in-depth podcast on it, because I'm hoping to interview someone who I won't say at the moment in case it doesn't come off, but you know, she seemed to be willing, so hopefully we'll get an interview. And also we hope to demonstrate the box ourselves, I hope to do that as well. But yes, you can access a good deal of the Sky Q box, including recordings on the box and programs, and you can download recordings and download programs and things like that. There are areas you can't access, like the schedule. I don't really know why that is. I want to find out why that is, but maybe, you know, that screen needs to be done, I would have said. Mm. And you can't access disk management, but we'll go more into that next month.
Whatever happens, we should be able to do a demo of that.
We will do a demo regardless.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to make it a full podcast on Sky Q with speech, other than our little bit of news, you know. So that'll be good, won't it? Yeah. So look out for that. And for those who are interested and have Sky Q, you can say to it, turn voice guidance on. That's what you say, and voice guidance off. And it turns it on or off. It's voice guidance, not voice guide. I made that mistake. And we should be getting it over the next three or four Tuesday nights or Tuesdays overnight up to the 26th of April. I've already got it, and so most people should have it by the end of April. So that's why I thought in May we would do a podcast where most people should have it, and then we can tell you how to turn it on, and I can go into detail about it and stuff like that. I might even pre-record it, Ange, and have the box plugged into the mixer so we can hear it. You know, you can do that, can't we? So.
I'm assuming you can. Might, but I don't know if you.
Yeah,
can
the mixer
plug
down
into
here.
The mixer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you better do that. But in any yeah. case.
Yeah.
We can get a recording.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I should be able to get a recording.
Yes.
Actually, I can't go into the mixer because it's only optical,
no.
isn't it?
I didn't think you could go into the mixer with that. No, not that. Not SkyQ, you can't.
No, it
we
doesn't.
We had to run out and buy a new amplifier.
Doesn't have analog, does it?
Quickly.
So
no.
that's. But I'll think about it. We'll certainly get a high quality microphone recording of it, and we can do all that. So that's to come, hopefully next month. So stay tuned. What else, Ange?
Well, the only other thing that people might be, I don't know, we've just started to listen to a new book on Audible. Well, it's more like podcasts, it's in episodes, isn't it? But it was a free, we learned about it on a podcast.
Yes.
And it's, you preferably headphones.
Because it's got 360 sound, and it is very high quality, isn't it?
It's very good, and things do sound far away and near to by, and all people sound all spaced around, in don't they, when you hear them talking? Some sound further away. And
but...
It's really good. We've only heard one episode, but I thought this is worth pointing out, because anybody who uses Audible, and you don't have to buy this particular book, and we do sometimes tell you about what we're listening to, don't
but
we?
There is a caveat. There is a caveat. If you're going to listen with an Amazon Echo, forget it, you can't. There seems to be no way to make the Echo that I know of play Audible podcasts. So what I had to do is, we've got this Mi Connect, which connects two pairs of headphones via Bluetooth. And then I connected that to my Blue Sound, my Volt 2. And then I, because the my phone then connects to the Volt 2 via Bluetooth as well, I was able to stream my phone's contents to both pairs of headphones. It's quite complex, but I did it.
most of you, though, I imagine you can use...
You can use your phone and a pair of headphones. Or something, or you know, any device.
Or if you use it on a Victor Reader stream, you can plug some headphones in if you've got one. I guess that might work.
But would it come up on the Victor Reader stream? Because the Victor Reader stream, as far as I know, doesn't recognise Audible podcasts.
Does it not?
I don't know. So you might have to download it manually and put it on your stream.
Yeah.
You know, using the Audible.
Yeah, but I thought that's how you did have to
the Audible sync thing.
Oh, can the stream download it over the Wi-Fi now? There.
Yeah. Although I just streamed it.
Yeah, we did, yes.
Yeah.
We didn't download it to our phones.
No,
we didn't have to, but...
You know, there are difficulties listening to it like that, but...
I imagine most of you won't be trying to play it like that, though, because we wanted to hear it...
Together.
...the two of us, which we often listen to books like that in the morning and TV and that.
Yeah.
And because we want to be quieter in the morning, we've found, as we talked about on a podcast last year, in fact, found a way, this Mi Connect and a way of doing it with that.
Yeah.
And it does work quite nicely.
And I've just found a way, I've just thought of a way while we've been talking, of getting the Sky Q box in the mixer. Because the Volt 2 has got two analogs as well.
Oh.
So we can go via the Volt 2 into the mixer. Such is the power of Blue Sound, isn't it?
Now you're going to record on your computer.
Yeah, I'll bring my laptop in.
You'd have to record with whatever you've got on there.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I'm just thinking aloud while...
Yes.
But yeah, Sour Hall is what it's called, the one that Angie's talking about.
S-O-U-R, isn't it?
S-O-U-R space H-A-L-L.
Sour Hall, yeah.
And the other thing is, this is why I weren't sure about the stream, it doesn't come up in your library as a book. So you have to actually go and search for it. So when you can down, you can get it.
You can get it, because we did.
But you have to search for it each time. It doesn't seem to appear in your library.
No, but it's a freebie. There's also something, a warning about content. So if you're a bit
Yeah, but they'd know that anyway because he'd hear the beginning, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you would hear the beginning. Yeah. But there is some warnings.
It's a bit harrowing, apparently.
But it's horror, really, isn't it? Or
supernatural stuff. So
thrilling, actually, isn't it? Even here in the first episode.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Soul Hall. So
that's the only other bit of information I think that is.
I think there's a link to it on the Audible website. If I can find it, I'll put it on the show notes. And that'll make it easier for some as well.
Yes. But this one podcast, so what's it called? Creepy. Creepy, it's called.
Yeah. Creepy.
And they do advertise books on Audible. And that's quite good like that, don't they? They advertise interesting stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's how we learnt about it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we bought another book from... we learned about another book that we haven't read yet from there as well.
Yeah, I can't remember what that
the
is.
Last
now.
One to Burn or something. Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
I can't remember.
Don't put me on the spot, Mrs., because I've got to write the show notes, remember?
No, but I'm just saying that this podcast is good for that. It's horror. It's a horror pop. He makes me listen to all these horror podcasts.
You just keep making me do more work, don't you?
Oh, sorry.
That's what you're doing.
Never mind.
Yeah.
It keeps you out of trouble, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, don't think there's much else to talk about.
No, I don't either.
Other than this morning, I was rudely awakened at 5:23 by things flying around outside and the wind was a bit rough.
Never mind.
Well, I do mind. I didn't want to be awake at 5:23.
Well, I was awake up past 4.
Yes, and so was I, and I didn't want to be awake then either. But I went back, managed to get back to sleep. It took about 5 minutes, I think.
I listened to a book on Kindle, and that's another book I recommend if you like horror, called The Black Farm. And there's also a book called Return to the Black Farm.
No, you said don't read it before you're going to eat. You said
it's absolutely it's as gory as heck. I tell you, yeah. So that's the type of thing we listen to. Now you know.
Oh yeah, but we have just been listening to Hancock's Half Hour.
That's right. Yes.
And that's a totally harmless, much more harmless fun.
That's right. Yeah.
So we do listen to all kinds of stuff, really.
Yeah, we do.
But we do like horror.
Yeah.
I get it forced on me. He's made me listen to all these horror podcasts.
Get it forced on you. Yeah.
I do.
Right.
Well, if I'm sat here, I'm going to hear it, aren't I?
Well, don't sit there then.
Oh,
go and do some work. Go and cook sausages or something.
Oh, how boring.
I'll eat them for you.
Some people are so boring.
Anyway, this is just rubbish we're talking now.
We are, but so, why not? It's Bank Holiday, isn't it?
It is. It's Bank Holiday Monday. Mm. Easter Monday. So, happy Easter to those who are listening. And I know that was yesterday, but we're recording today, so.
Yes.
And I think that's it, isn't it, Ange?
I think so.
Isn't it? Before we ramble on again.
Yes, that should be
it. Short podcast this time, but as I say, hopefully next time will be a bit longer, because we'll have this good news about the Sky Q box. So don't forget, you can contact us in various ways. ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can follow us at Our Place Podcast on Twitter. I don't often mention that, do I?
No.
And you can go to ourplace-podcast.info, which is the website, to find out and download all the episodes and such and things. So, yeah. So, with that... Oh, and I sometimes forget to mention that if you want a Dropbox folder so you can drop MP3 files in there, we can give you a Dropbox folder. And then you can drop your MP3s in there if you want to contribute to the podcast. And we haven't had many contributions lately, so it'd be nice to get some. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you as ever next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.